Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, get him ready. Come on, let's all do it together. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You become part of the solution by getting informed. And, you know, I've always considered this show a way you can get informed. Seriously. Why shouldn't I? I mean, if I only bring on people who have a clue, as you know, whether it's tax people, attorneys, whatever it is, to help you move through this stuff, and to help you understand what's going on and how you can make a difference. You know, a lot of us, I know I'm already chastising you, we haven't really got started yet. A lot of us, right, you sit there and you talk about what you want to see different. What changes you want to see? What needs to be done? And I'm going to say to you, what are you doing to make those changes? No, no, what are you doing to make those changes? Right? I know some of you have written me and told me how we're lost. We're done. Especially in California. All right? I'm going to get all goofy on you again and say to you, what if our founding fathers had that idea? Like, oh my God, here come the Brits. Look how many they are. I mean, these guys, they were the most powerful military on the planet at the time. And what if they, can you imagine them sitting around the pub, throwing around some beers and going, really? Madison, you want to really do that? What's wrong with you? Do you know how many ships they have? No, really, in all sincerity. So we've got to kind of have their attitude. We've got to kind of sit there and go, nope, no way, not going to let this happen. Right? It's just, and push back, and fight back, and don't allow it to happen. Don't allow, just don't allow them to win. How's that? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Joey B's at it again. I mean, seriously. Just come on, really. This gets just more fun as the days go on, doesn't it? I'm not sympathetic to the cause anymore, put it that way. Right? I mean, when you see what's going on, and we have to have compassion for these people. We have to figure out, you know, how to help them. You can't help them out. At this point, you've given them, these are like spoiled little teenagers now at this point. You've let them into the country, They're sleeping in the streets of New York. You take those, you take the people that are sleeping in the streets. You got a different place you want to move them to. They don't want to go. They're going to dictate to you. They want to be in the hotels. Right? They want to be in those $400 a night hotels. Want you allowing them to get whatever they want to get as far as food is concerned. This is ridiculous. You don't know, in all sincerity, if they want to help them out and put them in a nice place or, a decent place, I don't like the way they were going about it in New York, where they were actually going to throw out some, I think it was two or three senior citizens out of a senior citizen complex kind of thing. They were going to relocate them somewhere else at some point. You've got that part. At some point. I mean, seriously. And then the immigrants, the asylum seekers that they're calling them now, they weren't interested? Yeah, well, no, we're not going there. Well, what do you mean you're not going there? All right, then you stay in the street? Because if you decide that you want to stay in the street and you don't want to do anything to better yourself, which is why you came here, we're going to fly you back to where you came from. Really? But you got the Democrats now fighting each other, which is always a lot of fun to watch. I don't care who you are. What's Larry the Cable Guy say? Well, that's funny right there. Right? New Hampshire Democrats now, they're defying Biden. You know, they want to ditch the First in the Nation primary. They're embarrassed by this whole thing. Today is a deadline for New Hampshire to come into compliance with the Democrat National Committee's new presidential nomination calendar. It's pretty clear that New Hampshire won't be complying. The DNC overwhelmingly voted in early February to dramatically alter the top of the presidential nomination calendar. Look at, they're going to make it almost impossible for anybody else to come in and come against Joe. And the only way this is going to work is for these people to join a third party and get out there. I know some of you think I'm nuts, but here's the deal. I don't care if they go back afterward. But coming into this, they're not going to get any playtime. They're not going to get airtime. They're not going to get anything with the Democrat Party because they run the media. If they run the media, how do you expect to get any love there? You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. And New Jersey governor, I'm loving some of these stories because, again, they're speaking up. They've had it. Show me your host. You know who the guest host is, or the co-host. She's coming up in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-WITH-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation so that you are part of the solution. I say it every week. I mean, I feel like the kindergarten teacher goes down. Remember to wash your hands before you leave the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. Come on, people. We should all have this down by now, because if you don't get involved, if you don't get informed, and you're one of them crazy people, like we talk about those people on the left all the time. Don't be them. That's my favorite one. Don't be them. All right, but I know somebody who's never them. Yeah, that's right. Here she comes. Sonia Smith joins me, as she does every week as my co-host on Fridays to help us kick off the party. Don't look at me like that. It is a party. Anytime you're with you and I, it's a party, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, I feel so much... Boy, I feel good now. Yeah, thank you.
That's right, what we're doing. We're partying. It's hard to have a party after listening to a week's worth of news and stuff that the Democrats do. It's hard to feel joyous. It's hard to feel like you're having a party.
Well, I get that part of it, but my God, you get to the point where you start going, if you just sit there and think, all right, we're done, we're finished, I don't know. I mean, the Guinea in me would come out, and that would not be pretty.
Yeah, no, we're not done or finished. It's just like, can they lighten up already? I would just love, and I always say this, just a week without the Democrats. Do you know we could just, like, reset and have a breather and not feel like, oh, God, we got to call our representatives. We got to, you know, we got to listen to these stories and update ourselves on what to do and, you know, worry about what our children are hearing in school. It's like, you know, I think there should be a class action suit against the Democrats to sue them for mental anguish because they really...
I like that idea. I may sign up for that. You know, they stir really up something in me I haven't had stirred up since I was a teenager.
There's a case for that. Yeah. What was stirred up for you when you were a teenager?
I mean, it was always bad. Being mad. I'd be a little Italian boy.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Everybody was against me. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, the way I hear you ran around in those platforms and
don't do that. It's taken me decades to get those images out of my head. I mean, in disco, too. Like,
yeah, I think that's all the reason in the world to be angry, I suppose.
Well, listen, talk about the damage that the Democrats are doing. You got to love them. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said that his state can't take any more migrants. Right? They're not going to take any from New York City. They're not going to do any of that. Got no place to put them. You know, we're dealing with this. We've hit our breaking point. You know, Eric Adams said last week that this is a catastrophe and we can't handle all these people. And I'm thinking, these were the same guys that were on the case of the Texas governor, on the case of the AZ governor at the time. What do you mean? Right. You know, this is a humanitarian thing. You have to take them in. But you don't like it. Right?
Sounds like a personal problem to me. What comes around goes around. It, just like with many things with the left, nothing really becomes a problem until it affects them. And if they really cared about sanctuary cities and being good, because we're better than this, take them into your home. Take them into your home. I always wanted to pitch a television show where it's like a reality show. I don't know if you saw that reality show where they switched wives.
Oh, yeah.
They would take two very divergent people, families, and they switch the wives and see how it turns out. And I want to do that with the left and let them bring in an illegal alien or somebody that they've let out of jail, put them in your home, and then we watch that TV show. That's a show I would watch.
I would actually stay outside the house just to see what happens. I think that would be great. It should be based on the land that you have, is how many you have to take in, because, you know, they're pushing that in Los Angeles, where Los Angeles has these old, long, deep lots. And what they're saying, you know how the backs of the houses back up to an alleyway, and that's where the garbage trucks come and pick it, because you can't put anything else part of the house. That would ruin the neighborhood, whatever. So now they're talking about, if you have some of those deep lots, you might be forced or / incentivized to put one of those little studio, not studio, but I don't know what they call them. They're like little 200. They're like grandma
dwelling
apartments,
right? Exactly.
Yeah, to take, ready for this one, to take in homeless people.
Wait, if you are, you know that it responded in a surprised way.
Well, yes, none of us would be, but go ahead.
I'm not surprised at that at all, but I am questioning, if we're forced to do it, who's paying for it? Is this a taxpayer responsibility now that, or do you have to come out of pocket with that on your own?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe, you know, I think that at one point I had read that they were looking at tax credits, you know, because they couldn't actually pay you, but they'll give you tax. Gee, thanks. But if I, you know, if I pay next to nothing in taxes every year because I have a really good tax accountant, then what? I still get stuck for the...
I want to know, if you can build one of those things, why can't you just rent it out and get an income and you can pay some income? I mean, it's just...
Because the homeless people can't pay rent. Come on, get with the program here.
Oh, I forgot. Silly me.
Well, this guy, this New York the city of New York, they're screaming. Now, check this out. They've taken in over 100,000 migrants. So they are inundated. They don't know where to put them. They don't have the funding. They're going to spend about $12 billion a year, which I don't believe. I believe it to a point because they want to put them up in those $400 a night hotels.
Sure.
Right? Maybe we should go there and see if, you know, we'll learn a different language. We'll sleep in the street and see if they'll put us up.
Oh, you are you're 10 steps behind me. I've always said that I'm not playing this black card to my advantage, but I realize that all I've got to do is change my name, say I can't speak English, say I slipped over the border and I'm escaping whatever, and I could live in a $400 a night, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could be living fine. I
now,
wish.
And now the migrants are demanding work permits, okay, so they can go to work. Now,
where are they going to work?
We don't have any. What?
Where are they going to work?
And I'm with you. I'm looking at the stuff, thinking about all the things they're talking about doing. I'm saying, see, you got all these people, they don't have a place to live, right? They're sleeping in the streets. They're mad at the they're going to try to move them out of the streets of New York and move them into what was a senior citizen home and give them places to live there. They refused to go. Wait a minute. You came over illegally. You have no real trade. You don't know how to speak the language, but you're going to tell us where we're going to put you up to live? Really?
Yes, because they know that they can do that.
Yep.
Privileges that are unspeakable.
Privileges.
Only in trade.
We're going to break. Be back in a minute.
I hate breaks.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is helping to ensure that the Labor Day travel weekend will be as disruption-free as possible. Speaking at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, the Transportation Secretary says he has a personal stake in the matter.
Like millions of Americans, I'm traveling this busy Labor Day weekend to be with family, and I know so many Americans are hitting the road or heading to airports to do the same.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says the number of missing people in the recent Maui wildfires is expected to drop into the double digits. In a social media video, he noted the death toll remains 115. Last week's unaccounted-for list released by the FBI included the names of nearly 400 people. Since then, many have been reunited with their loved ones or were never missing. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Mesiti, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I always appreciate your time with me. My co-host Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. To kick off the party, it is a party. I don't care what you say. Oh, God. I'm trying to find, I'll find it here, but I'm trying to find that clip of Nancy Pelosi. And almost, again, coming back at the deplorables thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, seriously, they don't know when to stop.
Well, it's not working for them unless, I have to tell you, when I have the misfortune of listening to what they listen to, say, for instance, CNN or MSNBC, they're not hearing what we're hearing. So I'm not sure that they know that they're getting some real... I'm not sure that they know that they're getting kickback from all of these this name-calling and criminalizing Trump. And I don't know that they see how the popularity rises for our side and how people who aren't even on our side are seeing this and going, these people are nuts. So... Yeah. Why would they stop, in other words? Why wouldn't she continue to call us just deplorables?
Well,
no, that wasn't her. Wasn't that Hillary?
That was Hillary, but she's going down the same road. I think this is it. Take a look and see if I can make it work. Okay. I'm going to do the first time I could. You know, so, I'll try that one right there.
As you were very cautious about starting impeachment proceedings for the very reason that once you start in a special committee or the Judiciary Committee, it's very hard to stop that process.
Well, with all due respect to your question, this is frivolous. This is a diversionary tactic.
Right. She trashed the GOP, right, of impeaching Joe Biden. This isn't what I was looking for. I wish I could find it because this is crazy. It
you know
was out
funny,
there.
Though,
what?
Joe, with that sound bite going in and out like that,
yeah.
Really, everybody sounds like Nancy Pelosi. But JK, it's either Katherine Hepburn or Nancy Pelosi.
But again, she went down. She says, you know, Pelosi says many Trump supporters, they don't value human dignity for everyone.
Oh, no.
They don't value the Constitution. They don't value the rule of law. They can... My God, why doesn't she get hit by lightning?
I know. You know, God gave us free choice, so we got to allow her the grace to be an idiot.
I know. I'm not even suggesting that you kill her with the lightning. I'm suggesting that maybe it'll wake her up.
Oh, okay. I guess I was just the one going down that sizzling road.
God.
I'm hoping that people can see how deplorable they are. It's total projection. We've talked about that before. When you accuse people of doing the very same thing that you're doing, eventually people do catch on. So, you know, she's speaking to her
base. What's that going to do, though? I mean, people catch on, but they're feeling, you and I have talked about this, they're feeling so much like they got no choice. I mean, they don't know what to do. They all is lost.
And even people who are catching on, they're seeing it. They won't bring it up with their families. They won't broach the subject about how some of this doesn't sound right to their friends, their families, their colleagues, because they know that there's a certain amount of people that she is convincing that the GOP, Republicans, MAGA, all of the stuff, all of us are so evil, no one would dare defend us, even if their minds are starting to go, you know, this doesn't sound exactly right. They're never going to say anything. This is all this is all a propaganda machine. This is all by design. Well, I don't even think Nancy believes we're that horrible. But if she
but I don't think Nancy knows where she is when she's giving this stuff out anyhow. So
she's wherever Joe is, which is who knows where.
Joe doesn't know where he is. I think he's on a set somewhere. You know what I'm saying? That's just my personal opinion.
Can I add McConnell to that list as well?
Oh, yeah.
Left is hard.
Look, you know, being the ageist I am, there has to be a point. I mean, he locked up. And then what I loved was he went to the Senate doctor. The Senate doctor cleared him. The Senate doctor, these doctors are clearing, what is his name? Fetterman, right? The doctors are clearing Joe Biden when he gets up there and he talks about President Harris. You know, and him being in the Senate. I mean, that does not come out of the mouth of somebody who's got their act together.
No, but we criticize it when they do it. It really looks like elder abuse when you see Feinstein and Biden and Pelosi in public appearances, although I think Pelosi's holding it together a little bit better than they are. But it really looks like elder abuse. So when McConnell does it, we need to step up and say, let him sit down. Let the man have a break. Your man is stroking out in public.
Just put some ice cream in a bowl, and he'll probably gravitate towards it and leave the rest of us alone. All right, let me try this one last time. I swear, it'd be the last time I try it. Here she is again, maybe.
Okay.
Is there a Republican president, a candidate that you could live with?
I'm not into Republicans. I'm into the Democrats, and hopefully the Republican Party can find a candidate that America can live. But I say to the Republicans all the time, take back your party. The Republican Party is a great party. You've done great things for our country. You're not a cult to a thug. You're a great, grand, old party. And recapture that, because America needs a strong Republican Party. A strong Democratic Party, too, but a strong Republican Party. So hopefully, as soon as we get through this, shall we say, cancer situation that we're in, the malignancy of Trump, they will emerge in a strong way with the leadership that I know is there in the Republican Party. Not necessarily in the Congress, but in the country.
You couldn't hear that, could you?
I could hear most of it.
Okay.
And all of it was disgusting. And how she frames it like she really is sincere. The country needs a great Republican Party like they've been in the past. What she's saying is she wants a rhino Republican Party. She wants a Republican Party that their party can manipulate and bully and force into doing the things that they want them to do. Up comes Donald Trump, who is throwing salt in their game. That's what she's upset about.
Yes, she's stopping her wallet from getting fatter. But think about it. She started off with, I'm not into the Republican Party. I'm into the Democrat Party. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, the words she said at the end where she's talking about, I'm not talking about in Congress. She didn't like them either. She's talking about them across the country. What the heck does that mean?
They want a uniparty. We all know this. So
they have one to a degree anyway.
They have one, exactly. But no, she does not care a whit about the Republican Party. She wants the people who are giving them a hard, the Democrats a hard time, to get the heck out of their way. And that would be MAGA people. That would be Trump people. That would be Christians. That would be constitutional conservatives. All those people need to take a hike, and she would be happy.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Pelosi, I'm not so sure. Again, what do you think she is age-wise?
700.
Okay. Well, and it's on our side too. That's like you saw with Mitch McConnell. You know when come on, you've been around enough people, and so have I. What is he? She brought up one thing I didn't play. She brought up Norman Lear was what, 101 or something like that.
Oh really?
Or whatever he is, late 90s. And she said, yeah, well, she said he was 101. I don't know. I can't believe anything she says. Yeah. But, you know, even in his 90s, the man is talking about new projects he's got on his
head. He's sharp, yeah.
You know?
I don't agree with that.
That's because he keeps going. He keeps doing it. He's doing something he loves to do.
I guess. He's creative as well. I think that helps. But politicians, what do? They don't create anything. All they do is steal.
Well, they create mayhem. But, yeah.
They create mayhem, and I don't know that the brain. I don't think you get blessed with a sharp brain and physical attributes when you're a thief your whole life, and you lie and you manipulate the media and you harm children. I don't think you get the blessings of staying as sharp as a tack.
Well, the mere fact that everything that we stand for or suggest is going on, she immediately says it's not. Because she knows what will happen. You know, is that they're going to get the blame for a lot of this stuff. And is well-deserved blame. We got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show with Sonya Schmidt. Be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. I'm not Joe Messina, and I've never played him on television. But I am his co-host on Friday for our parties that he says we have. I don't know that I've really been invited to yet. Contact us at 853-REAL-JOE. That's 853-732-5563. Join us in the chat room. Tweet at us or do whatever else you do. Facebook us. I don't know what all those terms are. I'm not social enough. But Joe...
Do you really want them tweeting us? I mean, that doesn't sound really...
Isn't that a thing?
I know,
we don't
right?
tweet anymore. We X.
Yeah, I went and Googled her up and... Well, wait a minute. What's that mean? Go ahead. Sorry.
And are you on X?
That Twitter. Right.
Yeah, well,
so that's
it was
the question.
Twitter.
Are you tweeting or are you Xing?
You are Xing now. We don't want to even give credit to Twitter anymore, I think. Yeah, we
actually sound so bad. Yeah.
It's all strange, but hey, we got to go with the flow. At least we have some place to post now. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You know, you were talking about crazy Pelosi, and I always think of California. They say so goes California, so goes the nation.
Yeah,
I'm hoping that we have gotten so crazy that the nation is waking up. And they're not going to go down our path. But I heard a crazy story this week. Actually, it's a good and a bad story. It's about
Can we take a shot of whiskey first, or are we good? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll wait. It's a California story, as if we have.
Oh, okay. That's really
a California
whack. Go ahead.
Story. Yeah. But there's good and there's bad to it. Okay, so this mom. Okay, so this girl. Let me just read it. A school district. You know how we're always sanctuary states, as we were talking about before, for illegals. Well, now we're a transgender sanctuary state.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you knew that. Yeah. Well, they're making no bones about it. So there was a school district, and they settled on a $100,000 case with a mother who said that her daughter was socially transformed into a boy without her knowledge or consent. Now, at least they didn't take this kid off campus to start gender blocking,
right.
Whatever they call it, blocking. What is that called? Puberty blocking.
There you go. Drugs. Yeah.
They just allowed this kid. They called her a boy. They allowed her to use boys' restrooms, and they gave her the right to be called any pronoun that she wanted. First of all, I think that's incredibly dangerous to let the girl go into the boys' restroom. And what girl? I don't know. I mean, that's not a place you.
But
really,
you know,
want
what the left would say to you? You know, well, boys have to learn how to control themselves. There's no reason in the world,
right.
Why, you know, that whole nine yards. And I don't disagree with the words. I don't disagree with the mindset. But there are animals. There are evil people. And they don't want to admit to evil, but there are evil people. And, you know, hormones are raging. And I got news for some of these people who think it's 1952. The girls these days are much more, if not more, aggressive than boys are.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Violent, very violent. But you're just asking for trouble when you put them in a private location where you're sort of even semi-disrobing, and you're calling yourself something that you're not. You're setting yourself up to be teased, ridiculed, and harassed by doing that. And that's a real stupid place to put a girl. You can't call boys oppressors. You can't call males toxic and then throw girls into their environment and go, well, they just need to control themselves. That's just stupid, and it just doesn't make sense. But here's the good news to this story. It's the part I like. That she actually sued them. And even though they didn't admit any wrongdoing, they settled for the $100,000. And she went to a place, and I just want to share this with your audience where she went. It's called the Center for American Liberty. And that's who helped her out with this. I think you have people on your show throughout the week who can also help if your kid is going through something like this. But let me ask you this. You're a part of the school board, obviously.
Oh, yes, I am.
So can parents find out well ahead of time exactly what the school's policy is on this sort of thing? Can they be forced to articulate what their policy is on if they suspect that a child...
Yes. Short answer is yes. The
okay.
The state, matter of fact, it's funny you should say that, because right now Newsom and the AG in California are fighting back at the schools that have just passed policies that require teachers, require the school to let the parents know within 3 days of the child coming out as transgender that their child now, says that they're transgender. And Newsom is fighting that because he's saying it's dangerous to the kids. If their parents find out they're not on board, they can do physical damage to the kids. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, no problem. But let's follow the state law. And here's the deal. These teachers in schools, they are mandated reporters. And what that means for some of you who don't know what it means, if you suspect a child is being abused at home or in any way, shape, manner, or form, you're supposed to report it to CPS. So let's put them on the spot, because you could also get in trouble if you report things to CPS that aren't true, that aren't, you know, real or whatever. So let's put it back on them and say, okay, gotcha. I agree with you. They could be being abused at home. Report it. You have no business affirming this child without knowing what's going on at home, because the majority of these kids are fighting depression and other things in their lives. And if you would just take the time to go to the detransitioning sites, people, and look at what's the common thread with all of them, is those kids will say they were suffering from depression big time. Their parents didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. until a psychiatrist or somebody said, well, maybe you're in the wrong body. Hello?
Right. See, that's the problem you just mentioned. It's such a shame that children can be suffering from bona fide depression. But the scenario that you just painted, which is a true one, there's no body to go to. Psychologists and psychiatrists now are prone to affirm. In fact, there's a 99 or 100% affirmation rate when it comes to this sort of thing. So they're not being dealt with the depression is not being dealt with. They don't have anybody to turn to. If they turn to a teacher and it's reported, if they're having depression and there's something going on with the home, that's reported to a psychologist who might be gender affirming. Where are these children going? How are these children getting real help?
You know, let me read you some real part. This young lady, now this is in Newsweek, which is not known for being hardcore right wing. She titles her story, she said, I thought I was non-binary, now I help detransitioners. She said, when I was growing up, I struggled with ADHD. I was 6 years old when I got diagnosed. Many of the findings of ADHD and autism are common with detransitioners. As well as struggling with the ADHD in sixth grade, I found out my best friend was raped by her brother. That's when things changed for me. I started to present more masculine after by wearing boys' clothes, identifying with a male anime character. I was trying to hide my body, my breasts. I was afraid.
Right.
Okay, so, yeah, exactly. This child was taken after that, and they started trying to transition her.
Right.
Why? Why not deal with the real issues?
It would be real difficult to put that connection together, that she was afraid to be a girl because she thought girls would be in danger. If this girl, if her best friend, was in danger from her own family, from her own brother, where is she going to turn to? Who does she say that to? You know? And we're preventing parents from being able... It's a big mess. Kids don't want to talk to their parents anyhow. When you get to a certain age, it's very difficult. So who do you talk to about that? You're going to go online, and you're going to see people who speak your language and say, yes, here's your problem right here.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see this next generation, what we're going to wind up with.
Ooh.
But thank goodness for this mom, who even though the school backed down, she didn't back down. And she
went, oh, no, you've got to make them pay.
These people.
Mm-hmm. You've got to make them pay, because then they have to start answering for all of this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And that's how this mom found out, is they had to answer, and she says, okay, now I'm going to sue you. $100,000 later, which is a very good start. And thank God they didn't start to give her puberty blockers. This was just affirming.
That would have been bad, and that would have screwed with her head. That would have made her, you know,
change her whole life.
Yeah.
Change her whole life. But, you know, also being in a boy's bathroom. I know I've accidentally walked into men's bathrooms, and I'm telling you, changed my life forever.
My wife will tell you, I have this nose like no other. I can smell just about anything that's going on.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, the two or three times that I almost walk into the woman's bathroom, and I start to open the door, I smell that $5 perfume, and I turn right around and, you know, walk. Okay, we're in the wrong place. I'm out of here, kind of thing.
I don't know any woman who would want to go to a men's restroom. But
no, I mean, disgusting. Any woman who goes into a man's bathroom to use the toilet, you really need psychiatric care. Anyway.
That's how they should detransition these girls, right there. Just make them all
go to the bathroom first.
Go to the bathroom.
We got to go top of the hour. People, go heat up your drink, cool down your drink, grab your sandwich, come on back. A lot more with Sonia and Joe when we return.